The psychologist, Dr. Brian Bates, has asserted that the Great World Tree of Yggdrasil was, almost certainly, a sacred tree on a sacred mound, either growing naturally or cut down and re-erected on that mound. This can be seen on the 12th century golden arm ring from Rabilil in Denmark, on which two representations of the great tree are shown standing on identical pyramidal, silvery-shaped mounds. Possibly the oldest representation of the world tree was the Stone of Odin, which stood for thousands of years beside the Neolithic henge of Stennis on Pomona, or mainland Orkney. Though the stone was destroyed by an irate farmer in 1814, its importance was such that many illustrations of this megalith have survived to the present day. And though the majority of the drawings are extreme close-ups, the most accurate representation of the stones of Stennis, that made by John Cleveley in 1772, shows the Stone of Odin nearby, clearly standing on a fairly large mound. There are no trees on Pomona. Kerr's naval log of 1870 states fretfully, "Alas, not so much as a shrub is to be seen." But this peculiarity has been providential for we prehistorians, as it forced the ancients of mainland Orkney to use the hard flagstone in its place. And so the rediscovery of the Neolithic village at Skara Brae revealed stone dressers, tables, and other household objects which would, had they been fashioned of wood, long ago rotted and returned to the soil. Similarly, the ancients of Orkney were forced to fashion their world tree out of the same tough flagstone as that at Skara Brae, meaning that this representation was able to survive intact far longer than any wooden version of Yggdrasil. The Stone of Odin was pierced by a large hole, through which babies were passed to ensure a healthy life, and through which lovers and others made vows to one another, known as the Oath of Odin. This oath was so binding that as late as the 1850s, the person who dared to break the engagements made here was counted infamous and excluded from all society. With these long traditions of healing and contracts in mind, it is all the more important to discover direct links between the Stone of Odin and its employment as a shamanic device in the true Odinist manner. This usage can be seen in a story related by the folklorist Walter Trail Denison, in which a man called Thurrodale wishes to acquire the power that will enable him to see the legendary invisible island known as Hildaland. He writes, "For nine times at midnight, when the moon was full, he went nine times on his bare knees around the Odin Stone of Stennis. And for nine moons at full moon, he looked through the hole in the Odin Stone and wished he might get the power of seeing Hildaland."